Blog Talk Radio.
Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Do you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock D's, and I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Venomous brand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. They temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mittish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down.
Hit the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Hit the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down.
It's a bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
It's the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Every town,
every state
is a certified bully, looking great,
looking good.
In a show, stacked up or pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge,
then you shut it down.
Got a little watchdog,
then you shut it down.
You rock with Nevada,
you shut it down.
You got a little Gotti,
you shut it down.
What about Remy Line?
Yeah, they shut it down.
What about Gray Line?
Yeah, they shut it down.
Norwood,
then you shut it down.
You got some Dax blood,
then you shut it down.
How that chaos be,
they shut it down.
What about Monster G,
they shut it down.
If I forgot any names, run them down.
Bully Pride Worldwide,
you shut it down.
Hit the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
Hit the bully block, check the pedigree.
Shut it down.
A better breed, it'll never be.
Shut it down.
We the top dogs, recognize.
Shut it down.
A good diet and exercise.
Shut it down.
What's going on, everybody? You are now tuned into the Bully Block every Monday night, man. We're here. You're listening to me, Danny, from My Bully, and we got Dayton Bodine on the line with Killanoid Kennels, also my kennel partner. We're just waiting for Kev Green to tune in real quick, but he's going to be joining us very shortly, man. What's going on, Dayton? You here?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's going on, Danny?
Not too much, man. Recovering after a long weekend.
Yeah. It looks like it was going down there in Detroit this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir. Definitely it went down, man. And then after that, I got home and I had to do a little breeding, and then my other female came in the heat, so I got my hands full over here, man.
Hell yeah, I know how that goes, bro, for sure.
Definitely, man. So what's going on over there, man? How's the new setup coming along?
Hey, it's coming along, man. It's coming along. You know, we've been putting in a lot of work over here, man, trying to get everything. Try to get it. Like I said, I got a new little spot over here, so I want to be able to have, you know, a nice setup here as well. I still got the old spot. We still got the old spot going and stuff. It's just, I want to be able to have something nice here at my house. You know what I mean? So, therefore, if I need to do some breedings or something or keep some puppies around, it's a little bit easier and stuff. So, but yeah, man, we actually started off doing something not quite as big as we're going, but man, once I got into it, I said, screw it, let's go ahead and get it right, you know, get it done right. So man, it's going to be pretty nice though. I can't wait, man. It looks real, real nice so far. So I'm waiting on a few materials to come in and, you know, just trying to finish it all up, because we're just sitting over here doing it ourselves and stuff. So it's taking a little bit longer than just paying somebody to come out and do it, but why do that if you can just do it yourself, you know what I mean? So, but,
sure.
But yeah, man, you know, outside of that, you know, we got a lot of big things going on. You know, we got a couple litters that hopefully are coming, you know, did a couple, you know, few breedings around here. So, you know, you did your thing this weekend, from what you've been saying and stuff. So, yeah, we got a lot of big, you know, real nice things coming along over here at Killinoy Kennels, man. You know, you with the Frenchies and trying to get the new website all up and going and, you know, just trying to keep everything moving, man. You know, like I said, you know, we got quite a few nice breedings going on down here. So, you know, anybody looking for some real nice quality American Bullies or Frenchies, for that matter, get a hold of me or Danny or any of our partners, and, you know, we'll definitely take care of you, for sure.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, I just had a bully breeding going on myself. This is considered an in-house Killinoy kennel breeding, man. If you're interested, to contact me. I'll give you more details after I confirm, man, but let's just say it's going to be some little pocket freaks, man. That's all I want to say right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like announcing shit until, you know, until I confirm it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, don't get, I'm the same way, man. You know, we got something real big. We can't wait to release, you know, a big breeding we did, you know, here in the Midwest. And, you know, something real nice, man. And we can't wait to confirm that one as well. And as of right now, so far, so good. So, you know, just really playing the waiting game here, man. I can't wait to confirm this one. It's going to shock a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to be, you know, definitely trying to get in on this one for sure. So.
Yes, sir. We do have a lot of people tuned in tonight listening, man. We appreciate you guys listening. We see you. Those of you who are listening on the internet, man, let me know real quick if you could hear me. Let me know if you're listening in. You know, share the link from my wall, man. We'd appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We just went on short notice. Last week we had technical difficulties. The week before that we had a show. So, you know, we're trying to come back for you guys every Monday night and stay consistent with this show. So we appreciate everybody supporting and listening, man. We also have sponsorship opportunities for this station as well, man. So those interested, make sure you get at me after the show and I'll explain a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? We don't get paid to do this. Sponsorship would just go towards the cost, paying the bills and whatnot for this show to keep it going. And, you know, we're trying to do this for the community, man. So we're going to get into some topics shortly, man. We do have a caller, man. I believe it's Drew Woodson from Family Affair Bullies. Is that you, Drew?
What's happening, my guy?
Oh, man, just chilling. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing well, man. A lot better. Oh, man, doing a lot better. Got my birthday behind me now, so it's time to get back to the dogs, man.
So you went on to celebrate or what? What went down?
Yeah, man, I went down to Gatlinburg, man, and just kind of got my head clear on a few things, man, and enjoyed myself a little bit away from the dogs, away from handling and showing and the kids program. But now I'm ready to get it in, man.
All right. That's what. So are you going to be down in Kentucky this weekend?
I will be in Kentucky, man. It's funny, man. My old lady, she kept saying, I know you don't feel right. There's a show in Michigan and you're missing it. And I kept telling her, yep, I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, it's going down, definitely, for those who tuned in, man, this weekend. I, Bully, will be covering the Southern Kentucky Bully Bash 3. It's going down, and Kev Green and myself will be emceeing that show. So we're going to bring you play-by-play what's going down on the live feed, man. So make sure you stay. If you don't come out to the show, stay tuned to our pages. It's definitely going to be live broadcast. So what's going on, Drew? What's new with the show, man? I know you got a show scheduled June 11th, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Is it a triple or is it a quad?
Man, it's a triple, man. We are working on a quad show right now. Right now it's a triple show. If you get a booth, man, you get all three shows for $20. If not, it's a normal $20 per show. Booths are going fast, man. We got 78 booths. We already have 25 of them sold.
All right. How can they contact you, man, if they want a booth? And make sure those listening, man, lock those booths in. You're never going to get a special like that, especially around here in the Midwest, man. $20 for all three shows.
Yeah, man, they can hit me up, man, on my Facebook, Andrew TBK Woodson. They can hit me up on the Family Affair Bullies fan page. They also can hit the link, man. And I believe we have a link on iBully page already to our
yes,
show.
Sir.
And you can also hit me at 260-403-3137. That's my number, man. And like I said, man, I missed the ring. I talked to Crystal earlier. I told her I was excited to get down to Kentucky, man. I went to Tennessee. It was, you know, right around her way. But, yeah, I can't wait. And, man, Danny, I want to say thank you, man, because the live feed let me see the Detroit show this weekend, man. That was what's up.
Oh, man, you know me, man. I'm trying to get the news out there, trying to get, you know, spread as much as I can, especially when I'm at the show, man. I like this cool little feature because, you know, my thing was mostly shooting the videos and uploading it to YouTube, but, you know, I will still continue to do that, but if I could go live, why not, you know what I'm saying? So, but the problem is not every venue has reception. And if you can't connect to their Wi-Fi, it's going to be very hard to get that broadcast going, you know?
Right. Well, I definitely will tell you, man, at my facility, iBully will have Wi-Fi access, man. Definitely be live. I can't wait for the people's choice. And, man, we got a fun show that's going to be out this world, man. I called on a few friends of mine, George Bostic and the crew, man. They're going to be there doing a real big show for the fun show, man. So people will have a lot of fun, man.
It's definitely going down, man. I believe he's going to be in the building doing our thing. You know, big shouts out to you for having us out, man. We appreciate you supporting the iBully, you know, the whole thing that we got going on, man. So it's definitely always a pleasure to, you know, attend your shows.
Yeah, man, we betting on Dayton getting that kennel done, man, so he can get out there this year.
Yeah, for sure, man. When is the date on that show again, Andrew?
That's June 11th, man, June 11th, the second weekend in June.
Oh, right after Springfield, huh? Yeah,
yep,
man,
I'm going to definitely
try to make it out. I don't care if I just come out there with one dog and just, you know, me and my girl and my kid, man, but we're definitely going to try to hit it up for sure. I know, I'm pretty sure we got a few other members that is definitely going to head out to that show, and I know Danny's going to be out there, and so, yeah, I'm going to definitely try to make it out there this year, man. I missed out the past couple years here, so I'm definitely going to try to get out there, bro, for sure.
Well, man, if you make it out, man, bring your swim trunks. I'm going to try to get you and Dayton in the dunk tank this year, man.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, man, we'll have to we might do that. We might do that. I know
Jack,
man, did it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, Jack did it, man. And this year's non-for-profit that we're choosing, man, is a local daycare that has a lot of kids, inner-city kids that come. So we're going to be all the proceeds from the pie in the face and the dunk tank will go to help buy toys and play equipment for the kids at this at a local daycare, man. So we're going to be giving back to the community and directly to some kids that really need it, man. So, you know, Dayton, you don't have no enemies, man, but I'm pretty sure you get some people to throw some softballs and get you dunked in that dunk tank.
Oh, yeah, you know, if we can do something to help some people out, you know, that'd be cool, man. You know, we're definitely going to have to raise the bar up on the price to get me in that tank, though. You know what I mean? I need
That's
to hit record
up,
amounts to get me dunked, man.
Well, we'll definitely be live with that, man. That's one of the things I like to do. I really took a page out of a few people's books, man, but giving back to the community, man, is something I really love to do. Another big thing we got going on this year is we're giving away three scholarships to junior handlers for the junior handler prizes. The top one being $500. Trailer Hood Kennels donated that first $500. Caitlin, she's been selling cookies all over the country, man, so she's doing that real big. My boy Clay is also donating. So we got a lot of people involved, man. As you guys know, Family Fair Bullies, you know, I like to run things kind of like a family, and everybody got a job or responsibility, which makes it a lot funner, man, because you got a bunch of people that loves the breed, love the shows, and we all doing it to have fun, you know?
For sure. Big shout out to Christina Maxwell listening in, man. We appreciate you tuning in. She got a few shows lined up, man. So make sure you check her out. Check out her page. Check out her event page. Definitely, I Bully will be attending and covering those events as well, man. May 28th, Clarksville, Arkansas. It's going to be Derek Dennis and Lori Richardson judging quad show. So definitely check her out, man. We're going to get into some topics, man. And Drew, I'd like your input on some of this, man, because I know. You know, you're just as much passionate about this as I am.
That's what's up, man. Hey, Dayton, before we get going, man, I got one more trick on my sleeve, man.
Okay, what's that?
We got two judges already picked, man. We'll have Keno, and we're going to have Derek Dennis. But the third judge, man, I want the people to help us figure it out, man. So let's pick a date to announce. You know, our third judge, man. Who do people want, man? So if I can get your help with that on figuring out my third judge, I appreciate that, man.
All right, here's what we'll do, man. We're gonna have a little contest going on. We'll do this tomorrow, and I'll go live, and we'll figure out who the people want to be the third judge.
All right, man. That'd be what's up, man. But yeah, I'll stick around, man, to stay on the topics.
That's what's up, man. So, you know, I want to talk about ethics, man, because I've been scrolling through the pages because, you know, a couple of my females are in heat, my friend chief for one, and then my bully. So I just wanted to see what's out there, you know. So I'm looking at these people's yards and setups and overall pictures, like how the stuff in their background. I'm not even looking at the dog at this point, you know what I'm saying? And how important do you feel is, you know, we're going to get into ethics next, but I'm talking about cleanliness and overall sanitation of, you know, the dog's environment, man. What's your input about that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's something definitely, keeping in mind when you're, messing with these dogs, is definitely keeping things cleaned up and stuff like that. Everybody lives different, I'm sure, and situations like that. But, you definitely want to, if you're, got a whole yard full of dogs and stuff, yeah, you definitely want to make sure, you got a nice little setup for your dogs. And, make sure your dogs aren't just laying in trash and stuff like that. So, I think I have a feeling I know of, what kind of situations you're talking about, Danny. But, yeah, you're right, man. Some people just don't realize that, And, that does make a big difference on, if somebody's, interested in getting a dog from you and they see, your puppies are, running around in trash and stuff like that, 9 times out of 10, they're probably not going to end up wanting to buy a dog off you anyways, and you're just going to be sitting on them puppies anyways. So, I definitely think that's a big, that's one of my most things. I've always worked on, having a good setup and stuff like that. Even when I just had some kennels and stuff, I always made sure my dogs, usually, all had their own kennel. Every now and then I'd have a situation where I have two dogs in one kennel, But, it'd be a 10x10 kennel, So they'd have plenty of room. But yeah, that's something that's always been big with me, man. I always try to, try to work on, make sure we have a nice professional, something you can show off type of deal setup, Because, having your dog, on concrete and stuff like that, there's benefits and advantages to those things, And, that's what we always try to, try to go for over here, always trying to better our setup. We got one of the biggest, nicest setups around, But here I am over here trying to work up on another setup over here at, where my actual property is, where my house is and stuff. So we got two properties, we got a place out in the country with, it's got a house on there too as well. But, I lived out there for a long time while I was young, man. And, when I first moved out there, I was, I love being out in the country, but, it's not so much me anymore, man. I like to be in town, be around stuff, not have to drive 10, 15 miles. So we have people that live on the property, keep our eyes on the dogs. We go out there and take care of them out there. And, I'm working on this setup over here to make things easier to where, like, if I got to do a breeding, I'll be rotating dogs and stuff like that, So just to make things easier for me as well. So, but yeah, I definitely, that's definitely a big thing and always has been with me, and is always trying to better our setups and, stuff like that for sure.
Now, for those, there's a lot of newer people, man. Can you briefly tell us, sanitation, can these dogs get sick if they're not in the right type of environment, especially if they're not in a clean area?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't, like, I was at a point, everybody that's bred dogs has been at a point where they've had a kennel, in dirt, and anybody that deals with that knows that that's a pain in the ass. Cleaning up after the dog. The dogs just trample the ground. There's no grass. They just trample it straight down the mud. So if it rains, it's a mud pile. And, stuff like that. So, and there is definitely, definitely things. Your females can get infections from being in dirt like that and mud and like that. And it's just a pain in the ass trying to clean up the waste and stuff like that. So yeah, there's definitely things that can, things that can affect your dog from being in those situations, but I'm not gonna lie, I've been, early on, I had them situations too. There is, you know, if you can't afford to get your dogs on some concrete and stuff like that, you know, you got to go with the plan B. You got to go get you some hay or something, or some wood chips or something, you know what I mean? Try to make it so they're not just constantly standing in mud and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, you're, you know, there is things that can go wrong by not keeping your dog in clean areas, you know what I mean? And definitely just sitting in mud all day, every day is definitely not a clean area. So.
Yeah, I definitely, man, I agree. I remember I started my first setup, man, was like you said, younger days, was just on the grass, and then I went to paver blocks, then I went to, you know, from paver blocks to actual concrete when I was able to get myself in that position. But yeah, man, there's a lot of different things from the show position, man. You want your dogs to have good posture. And part of maintaining good posture, man, is having them in a good, clean environment, something very sturdy. When they start getting on dirt and mud, you start working into a lot of different things like splayed feet, bad angulation, you know, not having your dogs bowl up, and then they're, you know, they're pressing down. So a lot of different things goes into your setup, man, that people don't know that makes big differences over the long term. You know,
right.
You know, 6-7 months, you know, in a situation, but long term, man, there's a lot of different things. You know, a female in heat, sitting in mud and waste and all kinds of stuff. Now you don't know she has a, you know, a UTI, but she never takes, and then you finally do the test because you think you're doing everything right, and she's had a UTI, and you know these dogs have a crazy, you know, pain tolerance, so she never shows any symptoms, but they're there.
Right, for sure. And, I mean, there's other, you know what I mean? I understand some people, they can't, you know, they might have a spot where they can't put concrete or situations like that. You know, there's several different alternatives of things that you can do to try to make it better, you know, for what you can, you know what I mean? Just because you can't afford to put some concrete up or you're not able to put some concrete up, you know what I mean? You know, you can, there's always other situations you can do. You can put some rock down, like I said. You could put some hay down. Anything just to get them out of that mud will help for sure. I mean, but yeah, you know, definitely, like you said, you know, I know that rock is one of those things that help with posture and stuff like that too as well, because it kind of keeps them on their tippy toes, you know what I mean? But yeah, I definitely, you know, once I finally moved to concrete, you know what I mean, I definitely, you know, I would never go back to anything else, you know what I mean? It's it definitely helps. It's a lot easier for cleaning, you know what I mean? It keeps their nails nice and down. This has got a lot of benefits, you know what I mean? And, you know, to me, you know, concrete really isn't expensive. If you know a guy that knows how to do concrete, you know, it's a buddy of yours. You know, concrete's only pretty much $100 for a 10x10 area of concrete is $100. And I mean, most people think like, man, it's going to cost me a crazy amount to do that. You know, to put up a little 10x30 area, you're looking at about $300, maybe $350 in parts, as long as you know somebody that knows how to do concrete, and you know, you'd be good. Because that's, I mean, that's how I've always got a lot of my stuff done. I'm not out here paying companies to come out and do a bunch of crazy shit. I know a lot of people that can do these things, and you know, definitely don't mind helping out. A lot of the people I've, you know, hooked up on dogs and gave nice deals to and stuff. You know, those are guys that come through and, you know, definitely help out and in those situations for sure.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Can we get a link on iBully, man, for people in the bully world that have skills like that, man, that know how to do concrete or has a loader where they can bring maybe some gravel or you know, stone. Can we get a link for our community, man, for people, you know, in the city? They can put down their, you know, what city they in, what state they in, and you know, maybe they can put down that, you know, hey, you know, they can, you know, they're good with putting up, you know, wood. They're good, handy with wood, or they got skills like that, man. Because I think that's one of the things we need to get back to, Dayton, is, you know, as a community, if we help each other out, we'll all have setups that speak to our breed. Just like we want our dogs to be you know, a certain caliber. We should all, you want to help each other get our kennels, our setups to a certain caliber.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It does sound like a good idea. It's just really hard to find somebody, you know what I mean? Usually people that know how to do those things have their own jobs and stuff like that, you know. It's best just to kind of, you know, ask around your own, you know, your own city and stuff like that. You know, that's what I found best. I had a guy that was coming out and doing the block work on our kennel from Missouri. I mean, and it took a long time to get that done, you know. So I definitely suggest, like, trying to find somebody in your area. No matter what, there's a lot of people that know how to do carpentry and, you know, construction work like that, you know what I mean? But, you know, definitely if there's people out here, there is people that is doing it. I mean, I actually paid a guy off with stud fees to do the block work out there, you know what I mean? And so there, you know, like that's, and he was driving 8 hours to come out here and do it, you know what I mean? But it kind of took a while. But, you know, I definitely suggest, you know, talk to people around your city. They might know somebody that knows somebody. If you don't know nobody, you might know somebody that knows somebody and come over there and give you a good deal, you know, willing to help out. Might even find somebody that could swap you out a puppy for it or something for some work or, you know, stuff like that. That's what I've always, you know, try to find for sure. There's a lot of construction worker out. I know for a fact there's a lot of construction workers out here that want them dogs. But they just don't have the money to get them, you know. Put a job on them and give them a puppy, you know what I mean? You'd be good.
So. Right. Now, another thing I wanted to touch on before I move on to the next topic. While we're on this topic, there's a lot of people who just leave their dogs in crates all day long, man. I know people work and whatnot, and they don't want to leave dogs loose, but, you know, some of these dogs don't see the light of day. They just crated and even lying in their own feces and urine, you know what I'm saying? not only is that morally and ethically wrong, but, you know, what can arise out of that kind of situation? Not, you know, not only posture and health, you know, like, because one of you guys explain a little bit better, you know, why that's wrong to do, in case people don't understand
it. It's definitely not going to be healthy for your dog, you know what I mean? If your dog's sitting there laying and pissing shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's definitely not going to be good for your dog. I mean, a dog's going to have fucking sores all over, excuse my language, but yeah, it's going to have sores all over it. It's going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of, yeah, you're going to have a lot of problems. Anybody that's got their dogs doing that, they already know what's up. They don't, you know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, anybody that's really doing that with their dogs, they know the problems that they're having and they can see it. You know what I mean? You get a lot of, you know, you can get a lot of blisters and stuff like that. Dog's hair just falling off of them and stuff like that. There's a lot of situations that can happen. I don't know what else to really say about that one, bro. Like, it's just, yeah, it's definitely not a smart thing to do. That's all I could say, you know. Definitely want to get your dogs out, get them out and, you know, get them some, you know, get them some fresh air for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I was scrolling around the boards today, you know, and I'm not going to mention names, but, you know, the old blue nose, red nose topic, you know, blue nose puppies, $1,000. So people were jumping on there talking shit to them, you know, and I made a comment and I told them that, you know, that blue nose and red nose is a myth. It's not a bloodline. The pedigree is it's either an American Pit Bull Terrier or it's an American Bully, and the bloodline and the pedigree, you know, that's how you find out what it is. And basically, I just told him that he needs to be more educated on what he's selling, since he's breeding and putting dogs out there for a certain amount of money, and he doesn't even know what he's selling. So anyway, you know, long story short, you know, I ended up trying to private message him, and he couldn't get back to me, you know, because I feel like, you know, instead of, you know, laughing at somebody. A lot of people around there just making fun of them right away. But, you know, instead of bashing them and shit like that, you know, I felt like it would be better to try and educate them instead of, like, coming at them and, you know, sideways and just trying to make them feel stupid. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I think this is a good outlet for people like that who are listening, man, because if at least one person learned something from this type of show, then I'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people doing the wrong stuff out here with these dogs, man. And that's where ethics come in. A lot of people thinking, you know, they see these exotics are selling for 5, 10, and then these big name dogs selling for hundreds of thousands, and these other dogs going to China and whatnot for God knows how much money. They think they're going to create the next best thing. And, you know, breeding ethics, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my point of view, if you're going to mix, you know, I would say don't just get your any plain old dog. And, you know, I'm talking, we went over this, you know, plenty of times in our other shows, but I know there's a lot of people who asked me to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. I wouldn't mix just any old dog that you get off of Hoobly or Craigslist and expect to get, you know, quality dogs. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to mix, do health tests, get health tested dogs, get show quality stock, and then try and mix if you're going to do that. You know, I discourage crossbreeding, paper hanging, and, you know, all the ethically wrong things to do, man. But, Drew, if you're still with us, go ahead and touch on some of these things. Well, let me see if you're still here. Okay, we lost them. Dayton, what would you say to somebody that's listening, like, just one tip, if you can, you know, something that what you think is ethically wrong that you've been seeing, especially on social media or at any event, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Just straight out wrong. You know, there's a difference between hating on somebody or talking shit about something that's just plain old wrong to do. You know what I'm saying? Anything that comes to mind.
I mean, you know, a lot of, you know, in my opinion, there's a lot of dogs that have a lot of, you know, have a lot of structural issues, you know what I mean? And most of these guys are looking for the dog with the same exact problems that dog has, you know what I mean? And that's not hating on exotics or nothing like that. With your dog being structurally fucked up doesn't mean you have an exotic dog, you know what I mean? Like, and if you are breeding exotics, you should definitely be trying to better your dogs, you know what I mean? Not just, okay, well, this dog is so bow-legged and fucked up that, you know, I want to find another dog like that, because that's what everybody wants. I mean, you can still go bullying as wide as you want to go and all that stuff, but you should be definitely trying to find a dog that is going to clean that up a little bit, you know, because not everybody that breeds exotics are just getting hated on. A lot of those things are real facts. And I mean, your dog might not be that, you know, like, it might be messed up, but not that messed up. And then if you run it and breed it to a dog that looks the same exact way and has them very same problems, 9 times out of 10, then puppies are going to have them problems. But if not, it's going to be even worse. You know what I mean? So those are the dogs that are really going to struggle on it. You know what I mean? Not the one that you see the dude breeds and then he keeps one. You know what I mean? He probably kept one that was a little bit better than that. But the rest of these dogs off these litters look ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? Barely can walk and stuff like that. I mean, breeding dogs like that is not, you know what I mean? You definitely shouldn't be doing that. And if you are going to breed dogs like that, you should be definitely trying to find dogs with those features that you like, but they aren't exactly, you know, just complete train wrecks like that. You know what I mean? Because they are out there. I've seen them with my own eyes. I've seen clean exotics. You know, they're still bully as hell. And, you know, situations like that, you know, they're still bully, nice, you know, crazy looking dogs, but they just don't, they're not quite as structurally messed up as some of these other dogs. And it's just like, it's crazy when I look on Facebook and I see people just blowing up over these dogs. And, you know, people would think that's a form of hating, but really, man, it's not. You know what I mean? If you really boil down to it, your dog, you should have straight, you know, good straight fronts. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be bowing out at the elbows and stuff like that. And, it, you know, I've had dogs that are like that, you know what I mean? And I've bred dogs that are like that. Not like, not bad, but not perfect dogs is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? And, but you better believe if I did breed a dog like that, I went and put a nice straight legged, you know, dog on that dog and very well came out with real nice results. You know what I mean? So there is ways to clean them up. I'm not saying ruin your whole program, you know what I mean, on what your, you know, what your vision is, but there are dogs out there that could help other dogs, you know what I mean? And I think people need to just do a little bit more research into their breedings and, you know, stuff like that. You know, now, you know, back in the day, man, people used to, they used to travel all over to do breedings, you know what I mean? And me being one of them people, you know what I mean? I've been on all coast used dogs and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And when breeding your dogs, the ultimate goal is to produce the best dogs you could possibly do. You know, you can produce. And, you know, sometimes that's going to be a little bit out of your area. You're going to have to go look at some dogs. You have to go see some dogs and actually look for the things that, you know what I mean? Look, you know, look for the things that you want to fix on your dog. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think any of these guys that are breeding those style of dogs really think like that at all. You know what I mean? And the first one that actually does take it serious is going to probably be the one that is, you know, got the best dogs. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's one thing that I have seen, you know, seen in the bully world, you know, lately, that there is, you know, and I'm not hating on like that. I like a wide extreme dog just as much as the next guy. But if your dog's, you know, if your dog's elbows are pointing outwards, you know what I mean, and it's just, it's a crazy, ridiculous front, I know you're going to breed your dog anyways, but if you're going to do it, you should at least try to clean it up a little bit, because, man, some of them dogs that are coming out, you know, every once in a while, there's always a dog that pops up out of nowhere on Facebook where people are just trashing, oh, my God, look, this dog can't walk, and blah, 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 and all this and that. And then the owner gets on there and says, oh, you're just hating. You know, no, dude, your dog can't walk, bro. You know what I mean? And you probably shouldn't breed that dog. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to be realistic with the way I'm talking here, because we all know that everybody's going to breed them dogs. You know what I mean? So if you are going to breed them, you should definitely be trying to clean it up a little bit. It's not about stepping backward and going to a pit bull. It's about just finding the perfect dog that's going to help with your, you know, help with your breeding that you got going on. So, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, that's one of the things I could really think of right off my head. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't
see. For me, it's just like this, you know what I'm saying? People are going to do regardless what they want, you know? But a lot of people don't know better. They see the next man doing something, and they think if they do it too, they're going to get rich overnight. It's all about the money, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but they fail to realize that these things they don't have a high life expectancy, and there are a lot of health problems, and then they're just, you know, it's just going to keep going on and on and on, you know. But with that being said, I mean, there's a lot of dogs that can't even walk at all, you know what I'm saying? They have to be wheeled around.
And that's what I'm talking about, you know. I don't want people to think like I'm labeling all exotics. There are some nice exotics that I've seen. There are some dogs like that, you know, that are nice, you know. I don't want people to think I'm just bashing it. I'm just saying, like, if you have a dog and it does have some fucked up features like that, you know, there's another dog out there that'll have those same exact features but might have something that'll clean your dog completely up, you know. And that's, I'm just talking out of the reality of the situation, because I'm not going to act like, okay, I'm not going to act like a vet and say, oh, my God, you shouldn't breed that dog, because I'm going to be wasting my breath. You know what I mean? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Anybody, no, don't nobody care what I say. And everybody's going to breed them dogs anyways. They spent thousands of dollars to breed them dogs. You know what I mean? But just because you end up, you know, that, and that's also boils down to, like, kennel blindness and stuff like that, you know? And I've seen people come in the dog game that were looking to just have, that was looking for extreme, a extreme dog, you know what I mean? They wanted, like, a, I would say, like, a, you know, Magoo, for instance, extreme dog. They wanted a Dax extreme dog. But they went out, they tried to get that, but they didn't get that. They got a completely different version. They got more of a pocket micro version of the dog. So instead of realizing that that wasn't something that they were shooting for, they just act like, okay, well, that's what I was shooting for, you know what I mean? And I've seen a lot of that in the bully world for years, you know what I mean? People go out to buy a dog, they were searching for something else, and then next thing you know, their dog end up being this completely different dog, but now all of a sudden, that's what they want, and that was what they were shooting for from the beginning, and they just roll with it like that, you know what I mean? And I don't think people should do that, you know what I mean? You got to be real with yourself. If your dog's, you know what I mean? If your dog's not what, if your dog's not what you was planning on getting, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to explain, man, but I'm just saying, like, people have came into the bully world trying to get dogs to get a certain type of dog. It ended up with a different type of dog, and now, you know what I mean, they're running with that exact thing, you know what I mean, and now that was what they were shooting with in the beginning, you know what I mean? And that was like, you know, dogs, for instance, back in the days, whenever a dog come out that, you know, like a real short, compact dog like that, you know, people wasn't shooting for that shit. But then all of a sudden, you know, some people got it in their hands and they promoted it, and people, you know, there are people that did fall in love with it, and it teaches their own. But I'm more like, you know, if you were searching for a certain type of look, you should get that look and try to do what you can to create that look, not just, okay, well, I spent all this money on this dog, I got to do something with it. You know what I mean? If it wasn't what you was looking for, sell it, place it, whatever. You know what I mean?
Now that we're talking about the look, man, you've been around since almost the beginning of the American Bully. What was the – back then, I know it wasn't Facebook, maybe MySpace in the earlier days, but – before that, it was just straight the MSN boards and forums and things like that. And then plus, you guys would just like meet up and whatnot. What was the community like back in the early days? Like, you know, what was the actual vision and what was the goal? You know what I'm saying? I know the American Bully is supposed to be an extreme dog. And, you know, big shout out to Kevin, Big Kev. I know he's sharing the links and listening in, man. Big shout out to you. And thank you for sharing the link. But let's say Crunk Juice or, you know, Corrupt or the dogs of that style, you know, the more extreme standard. Was that the original vision of the American Bully or what it was supposed to be like back then?
I mean, I was around before the American Bully was even brought up. You know what I mean? I want to put that out there, you know what I mean, just because. But I have been around from the very beginning. I mean, and everybody that was breeding, you know, they was all going for the same type of dog, but they all just had different looks. You know what I mean? Of course, like a Monster G dog, some dogs like that, they're going to have a completely different look than a Razor's Edge dog. The same way with Gray Line dogs or Gotti Line dogs. It's all going to have a, you know, different look, but everybody was still going for the same goal. They wanted a, you know, nice extreme dog. They didn't want a pocket, but they didn't want an XL. You know what I mean? And that was pretty much what everybody was shooting for in the beginning. You know what I mean? And when I first came around, there wasn't no message boards or nothing. It was just strictly websites. You know what I mean? And strictly websites, there wasn't really dog shows or none of that going on. It was just kennels doing their thing. They had websites. You would call up a breeder, you know, talk to them. Most of everybody's relationships came over phone calls, you know what I mean? It wasn't really, it really wasn't no message boards or anything like that, you know what I mean? The very first message board was the bully board. It was just the bully board, and that was created by Ricky from Outlaw Kennels, and that was where, like, the first Elite Edge, like, meeting was whenever the Elite Edge message board was created, was the MSN board. And that was when that, and then, like I said, that message board just blew up. So then everybody got a little bit more familiar there. But, you know what I mean? Because that was actually a place, like a community, you know. For the most part, though, like at the very beginning, you know, there was, you would just have to just check out people's websites, call them up, you know, bullshit with them on the phone, and that guy would teach you a little something and just be like, yeah, you know, I talked to this dude and, you know, hit him up. He'll holler, you know, he'll teach you some shit and, you know, hit him up. And, you know, that was basically how it first started coming around, was just websites and phone calls, you know what I mean? But yeah, the MSN board did make things a lot easier. And like I said, at the very, you know, when I say the very, I mean, I'm talking about, like, from whenever I was around, you know what I mean? I mean, there ain't too many people out here that was around here before me, you know what I mean? The only people that I know that around here that was before me was, you know, Dave and Guy, you know, Richard Brajas and all them guys. But everybody's main goal was more just less creating an extreme, you know, an extreme dog, you know what I mean? Not a pocket and not an XL. It was just more like a, you know what I mean, a standard. Even, you know, a standard dog was considered short back in the day. I mean, Roe was 18 inches tall. You know what I mean? He just had a short back. You know what I mean? So, you know, a pocket now to a pocket back then was a lot different. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like I said, you know, for the most part, everybody was just trying to create extreme-looking dogs, you know what I mean? And there really wasn't a whole lot of pockets and stuff like that. You would definitely have a lot of XLs, but not a whole lot of pockets. Like I said, you know, when I first came around, Debo and Roe, they were considered pocket dogs. And Debo's 18 inches tall, too, you know what I mean? They just had short backs, you know, and that was one of the things that made dogs like Debo and Roe, like, kind of stand out, is they were short. Don't get me wrong, 18 inches is, you know, to nowadays people are like, that's a fucking giraffe, you know what I mean? But back then, that, you know what I mean? Like, back then, it wasn't like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, those were short, compact dogs, you know? There really wasn't a whole lot of dogs shorter than that, you know, at that time. Like, maybe some females, you know, they were probably, you know, 17, maybe 16 inches tall. But everybody's main goal was just, like I said, create an extreme-looking dog, something that, like a wow factor type dog, you know what I mean? That, you know, that brought, you know, that that's what, you know, that you would post on your website and people would look at it and be like, damn, I want one of those. That's what you was looking for. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, it, you know, it's, like I said, though, it's just, you know, there were so many different varieties, though. So none of the dog, you know, it wasn't like there was a lot of different varieties and a lot of different looks, you know, like gray line dog, do good blood, Monster G dogs. A lot of those dogs had a lot of the same pedigrees, not the same, but like they had some of the same blood, you know what I mean? But they all had their own looks. So, I mean, everybody talks about a consistent thing about the, you know, how everything should be a lot more consistent. But, you know, that was one thing I liked about the bullies, you know what I mean? Is there was a wide variety of all different kinds, you know what I mean? And That's just like a pit bull. Same thing with the pit bull. You know, people would be like, "Well, a pit bull looks like a pit bull." Well, that ain't true, man. Because I've seen a lot of badass pit bulls, and I've seen a lot of ugly pit bulls, and they wasn't all the same. You know what I mean? So, you know, so I like a little bit of variety out of the shows. You know, especially when you go to the shows, you know how boring it would be to go to watch a Rottweiler show or a Doberman show. You know what I mean? It would just be you'd be basically looking at the same dog. You know what I mean? On and on again. You know, so. I don't know. That's my opinion of it.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you there, but just like a few minor things where like you'll have like two or three different looks in a variety. Like for example, in the pocket class, you'll have a plastic.
Well, I'm still talking about like having breed type, but I'm just saying different look. You know what I mean? Look, I'm not necessarily about. You know what I mean? The dogs should have, they should all have they should look like an extreme pit bull. They should look like a stretched pit bull, you know what I mean? And that was the goal back then. I mean, everybody started going for shorter muzzles. You know, that was a real big change in the bully world, was everybody was chasing them shorter muzzles, but not by no means what these people are going for now. You know what I mean? They was just... You know, people were shooting for nice, blocky muzzles. It wouldn't have mattered if the dog had a little bit of a long muzzle as long as it was nice and filled in and it had a nice, heavy muzzle. You know what I mean? And then one-finger muzzles and all that shit, that shit's crazy, man. That's not American Bully, neither. So
would you say there was more wow factor back then versus now?
I think so because the dogs were bigger, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, man. I've seen a couple of these exotics that are like a big, you know, like a, to me, like if that was, like if I see those exotics, I'm like, you know, like if I was going to own one of them, I'd want one of them big ass motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Like, I'd want mine to be like, you know, a 19 inch tall. I seen one. Did you see that picture everybody was commenting on with the dude holding that big ass dog?
Yeah.
The guy in China, like, to me, when he was holding him, when he was holding that dog, I didn't like him, you know what I mean? But when I looked in the pictures, I seen a couple other pictures, and I'm like, damn, if I was going to get an exotic, that'd be the motherfucker I would fuck with, you know what I mean? But, you know, there was a lot of, I believe there was more wow factor dogs back then, you know what I mean? Everything had more of everything. You know, you didn't just have a taller dog. You had wider chest, bigger bones, way bigger heads. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, you know. You know, now there is a little bit, you know, there is a lot more shorter, bullier dogs, which I like a short, bully dog, you know. Like, my ideal dog is, like, I'd like my male to be about 18 inches tall, you know, with a nice short back, not a long dog. And that's one thing about our dogs over here. Even the XL dogs we've got over here, they're not long giraffe, you know, long limousine-looking dogs. You know what I mean? These dogs are, you know, well-balanced. You know what I mean? They're not they're well-balanced. So, like, listening to me right now, it's just like people think, would think like, oh, yeah, he just likes XLs and shit like that, which really I don't like an XL. Like I said, I like an 18-inch dog, you know what I mean? Extreme, though, you know what I mean? I want it to be just as wide as everybody else wants their dog. I want the bone like everybody wants in their dog. I want a big head like everybody else wants in their dog. But I just like, you know, like I like a male. When you're walking a male, you know that's a male. You know, you're like, damn, look at him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the thing of you know, I want my bitches to look like these males nowadays, you know what I mean? In my opinion, you know what I mean? And that's what I've always bred for from day one, you know what I mean? And I like the style of, you know, like the size of dogs that I have, like Monster, Ric Flair, Major, White Folks, you know, I like that size of a male, you know? And that's my opinion, you know what I mean? But then, I mean, I'm not shitting on today's dogs, but you know, I just think that there was, like, definitely a lot of wow, you know, more wow factor. At least at the shows, it seemed like it. You know what I mean? Maybe it was because there was more people or something. I don't know. But, you know, like, it would be crazy, man. If you had a half-ass famous dog at a dog show back then, you go to a dog show, there'd be 50, 60 people standing around looking at this dog, taking pictures of it like Kim Kardashian just walked in or something. You know what I mean? So it was his. I think it was just, you know, it could have just been the community, but I like, you know, I respect the history of the American Bully, and I respect the dogs early on. You know what I mean? I got a lot of love for all those dogs. I've seen most of those dogs in person. And, you know, so I just, you know, I don't know. There was a lot of crazy looking dogs back then, but there's a lot of crazy looking dogs now. Just they all just hit the floor. You know what I mean? So it just depends. You know, depends what you like, and to each their own. I'm not here to tell anybody what kind of dog they should like. I'm just telling you what I like, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I like exactly what you talk about, but, you know, I like two varieties right now out of what's, you know, what's out there. Personally, I'm just telling people what I like, and just like Dayton said, I'm not trying to tell anybody or influence anybody on what to breed for or what to, you know. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I have one of my males is exactly how you mentioned. You know, he's right at 18 inches. We just had him measured in Chicago by Rolando. He's exactly 18 inches. Huge monster head, real nice thick bone. Exactly what I wanted a male. And, so at this point right now, I'm just trying to clean him up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to lose a substance.
For sure.
And
that's what I like. I like a dog like that because of, like, you know, you're not going to get, you know, a pocket with there's no, you know, it's going to be really hard. I'm not saying they're not, there might be one in a million, but it's really hard to get a dog with, like, a 18-inch type dog, maybe even a little bit taller. You know, hard to get a head that big on a dog with that frame, you know what I mean? And that was something when I first started, you know, that was a lot of the main, that was what everybody want, you know, everybody head was pretty much above all, you know what I mean? Back then, you know what I mean? If your dog didn't have a head, especially if it was a male, he wasn't shit, you know what I mean? And that was pretty much how it went. And an 18-inch dog, depending on who you're talking to, is, you know what I mean? It could be a big dog and it could be a not big dog. Like, that's one thing about our dogs over here, man, that anything I got that is that tall, it's got a nice short back. It's proportioned, you know what I mean? It's not, I don't have these long, I'm telling you, man, I got 18-inch dogs that have shorter backs than these 14-inch dogs, and that's real shit. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, that, and that's real-ass shit. Like, I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, that I think that's a lot of the main problem with the exotics, too, man. They got to work on shortening the backs up on some of them dogs. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I see a lot of pockets out there, man, with long backs. You know what I'm saying?
It is. And, like, that's one thing we've been blessed with, like I said, over here. You know, there is. They're even regular American Bullies. A lot of them have, that's one thing we've been blessed over here throughout all the years, you know. It's nice. Even if we did have a big dog, it had a nice short back on it, especially for its size. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah, this male over here, man, he's, you know, he doesn't have some kind of big-time pedigree over here, but he's exactly what I want in American Bully. Is just that a few things that I would fix on him, you know what I'm saying, and I'm waiting for the right bitch. But,
right,
you know, he has that short back. And if you look at him, he'll give you that thing like, man, that's an XL, you know what I'm saying? He looks as big as an XL, but he's not. He's only 18 inches at the withers. He got some nice, nice size dome.
Right,
great,
nice big dog,
short back,
big
and proportion.
Dog
yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah, you know that type of dog when you're walking somewhere, and people just cross the street and get out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so, I think that's my thing too, you know, like I love a dog with a nice head, you know, like the dog has to have, that's the main thing, especially with a male, it's got to have that head, you know what I mean? And that's why I always, like, even if I have a pocket bitch, you know, I like to breed her to a little bit bigger male because I'm not trying to, I don't want to lose none of those big dog features, you know what I mean? I think that's a lot of the problem with, you know, a lot of American bullies nowadays is they just don't have the, they don't have those big dog features like that, like they do. And that's why I say maybe back in the day, you know, there was a little bit more of a wow factor going on because, I mean, these dogs had tree trunks for legs and fucking beach balls for heads, you know what I mean? And, you know, and don't give her, you know, everybody thinks, you know, there was a lot of wide dogs back in the day, bro. I'm talking about bully dogs, you know. Some of them wasn't quite as bully as nowadays dogs, but those are the dogs that are bringing you those, like I said, you know, Dax versus his parents is a perfect example. His fucking, his dad, I know his dad was an XL, if not close to it, you know what I mean? If not close to it. And, you know, somehow they had did, you know, did their, I don't know the, I don't know his pedigree. I don't know Dax's pedigree like that. I just know who his dad and his mom are. I don't know who they are off of. But I do know that, you know, Dax is a shorter, more compact version of those dogs. And I'm sure they did a line breeding of some sort. And if you take a big dog and you put it on a little bit, you know, I'm sure Dax's mother was a little bit, you know, definitely shorter than Romeo or whatever. So, you know, by taking those two dogs together, you know, he got more of a compact version of them by doing the line breeding, but it also still kept those big features. You know what I mean? Dax had big bone. He had a big head and he had big shoulders. You know what I mean? And, you know, Dax is like, to me, Dax is like, he's the, you know, Gotti line version of Ro. It was the same exact thing. Ro, the what created Ro, Ro's dad was a big-ass dog, Cairo, you know. Ro's mother was Viagra, another big-ass female, you know what I mean? Big, you know, not like a XL female, but I'm just saying she had girth, she had bone, she had a nice chest. She was probably an 18-inch dog. Cairo was probably a 19.5, 20-inch dog. And then they're half litter mates. They had the same mother but not the same father. And bred them two together, you know, for inbreeding. And there came Ro, which was a more compact version of him, but he still had big bone and a big head. You know what I mean? That's why I'm always a firm believer of, you know, I always want one of my dogs a little bit bigger than the other. You know what I mean? And even if it's a male, even if it's the female, you know, if I got a compact male over here and he's super, super compact, like Boss, for instance, he is a pocket with one of the shortest backs you'll ever find, bro. You're going to see him here in Springfield to realize what I've been saying. But he's a dog like that that, you know, he's one of my partner's dogs. But if I plan on breeding him and plan on using him, I would want to breed him to a little bit bigger of a female, you know, to also to keep those bigger. But that's my opinion on breeding. You know, people that are saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, and you should breed a pocket to a pocket. And you know what I mean? I'm not here. That's not what I'm here for, man. I'm doing me, and I'm going to breed the dogs that I, you know, breed for the dogs that I like just as well as everybody else is doing. But I'm still going to get a consistent look, but I might have a dog that comes out of that litter that's a pocket, and I might have a dog that comes out of that litter that is a standard or maybe even an XL. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to be close, and they're all going to have breed type, and they're all going to look to what I'm breeding for. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of people might disagree with that, but I don't care. You know what I mean? So, I'm, you know, I that's how I do my breedings over here, man. I'm not here to, to make a class or anything. I'm here to breed nice dogs, and I don't care what class they fall in. As long as they have the look and everything I'm looking for, I'm happy.
I feel you, man. I you know what? Right now, what I'm trying to do, like, I'm trying to find a nice female for that male I just told you about. I do have a female here, you know what I'm saying? But for her, I want to try to shorten her up.
Yeah, perfect example, exactly what you just did. You know what I mean? Exactly, perfect example of that. You know, she's a bigger, little bit bigger of a female, right? She's definitely bigger than him. You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah, you know, and that's what, you know, and I know what you like. I know what kind of dogs you like, and that right there is probably your best bet at getting what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could definitely say those dogs are definitely not in the same class. Right?
They're not, definitely. You know, based on today's standard, she would probably be closer to a standard female. When I got her, she was a pocket. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
But you know, then again, what I want to do, you know, is definitely keep something off of her. For example, and you know, and this is relevant to the listeners as well. I'm not just talking about my own program here. You know, for those people who's listening, for example, you know, people say they have their own vision, you know, and I'm just trying to briefly give you a rundown of mine. I did a pocket breeding, you know, and my male standard, so I'm going to breed him to a shorter female to get those traits that I'm looking for off of him. On a shorter frame, and then I'm gonna cross there off, you know, cross a female off of him to a male off of the my female that I just bred yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I have planned to do, because that male is actually a grandson to the female that I have here. You know, and it's kind of crazy how I got him. You know, because I didn't produce his father, but you know, I owned the mother. I mean, I owned the grandmother, and he ended up coming back to my yard. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He ended up here.
That's how it works out sometimes, for sure. For sure. I've been finding out that, you know, a few dogs that I've been interested in, and I've been finding out lately, oh, hey, you know, he's got some of your blood behind him anyways and shit. And I'm like, hell yeah. That's what's up. I like it when it works like that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, man, we got the line open. The calling number to talk to us is 347-855-8752. Any questions, comments, concerns, hit that one button for those of you listening in already. Let us know you want to be on the air, if you want to shout out your friends, program, whatever, you know, or just jump in on the topic, man. Feel free to call us and let us know you want to be on the air.
Yeah, I wonder if any of these OGs, that was a good question, man. I wonder if any of these OGs are listening in that have been around and seen some of these older dogs, you know. That was a good question, Danny. I mean, it's kind of hard looking back that far, you know what I mean, and comparing, you know what I mean, because – you know, being there and actually seeing it, and then 10 years later, you know, you might have a different, you know what I mean? You might have a little different opinion, you know? Like, you see a dog 10 years ago, man, you thought that dog was badass. You go back and look at that dog nowadays, and you might not think it's so badass, you know what I mean? So, but,
well, here's the
I mean.
You know, the reason I came up with that question is, you know, I don't know if it was a week ago or when, but you posted a DVD video on your page. It was a show by Keeping It Bully, and I think it was Kevin Israel on there. It was like a Christmas show or something. Anyway,
right.
You know, I was comparing those dogs that were on that video to now, you know, and
yeah, see,
like,
I mean, that really wasn't that long ago. I mean, that was probably like five, 6 years ago, you know what I mean, when that actually that show was thrown, but... So, I mean, the dogs, nowadays compared to then are a little bit, you know, closer. Of course, there wasn't no exotics running around in the ring then, but or running around the outside of the ring either. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you know, there the dogs. I think the dogs at that time was starting to get a little bit more, you know. The American Bully had been moving a little bit towards then, you know what I mean? Dogs were a lot shorter. That's, like, what I'm comparing to is I'm talking about, like, that BKC show that you not too long ago everybody was posting pictures of and stuff like that. Those are one, you know, I was at that show, and that was before there was, you know, that was before there was American Bully, Kennel Club, any of these registries, you know what I mean? But where they had them Super Bowl shows out there in Cali and shit. So that's kind of where I'm, you know, I'm kind of thinking back then. There was a big Houston show everybody went to in the Bully world. If you was in the Bully world this time, you was probably at this show, you know. So those are kind of the, you know, when I think from back in the day versus now, you know what I mean? But like I said, you know, everything was a lot crazier back then, man. The Bully world was booming back then, man. So, I mean, there was thousands of people at them shows, man. It was crazy. So, big, big, big events, you know, big, big buildings, all that shit. So, but, but yeah, so, I mean, you know, maybe the reactions from dogs back then, maybe that kind of curved my judgment, but I just remember the dogs back then just, all the features were just everything so much, you know what I mean? So, just the, like I said, the bone on the dogs back then, the heads on the dogs back then, you never seen, you know, they were completely different dogs, man, completely different dogs, but there was definitely that they all, you know, both sides have their wow factor version, you know what I mean? But, it probably just seemed like it was more back in the day because there was just a lot more people and stuff. And like I said, man, when you'd bring these dogs out to shows back then, there was a guy all the way on the other side of the world staring at a picture of your dog forever. There wasn't no videos like that back then or nothing, you know what I mean? All they could do is sit there and stare at a picture. So they would travel all over the world just to see this dog and lay their eyes on it. And you know what I mean? It just seemed like it was a little bit, you know, you had to put a little bit more work in, but it was a lot more fun, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You actually got to go see some stuff, meet some new, cool people, actually see dogs in person and stuff like that. I mean, that's one thing I was always lucky with, that I got into the American Bully when I was like 19 years old, you know what I mean? It wasn't the American Bully back then, but, you know, the American Bully world, it was the American Bully world before the American Bully world knew it was the American Bully world. So, you know, I just remember going, I actually was really lucky to see a lot of these dogs that are in the pedigrees and behind all these great dogs out here. You know, I got a chance to actually see them dogs, man. And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I never forget where we came from and all that stuff. You know what I mean? I appreciate the history of the dogs, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like nowadays people don't give two fucks about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, dogs like Cairo and Short Shot and Gotti and Monster, and that shit was all cool as hell, you know what I mean? And I got a chance to lay my eyes on most of them dogs. So,
definitely, I wish I was around back then, man, but, you know, that wasn't the thing I was doing. I was into something else back then, man. But, part of the reason I fell in love with this breed was extreme-looking dogs, you know what I'm saying? But to give you a good example, I came in, like, right when the exotic movement was starting, you know, but I didn't know about dogs that, you know, let's say for Cairo, for example, you know what I'm saying, until I did some more research to see that, you know, he's part of the foundation of the breed. But, you know, I've seen dogs like, let's say, Cash Pot, Havoc, or extreme dogs like Corrupt, you know, And that's
right.
You know, King Kamau, for example. You know, those caused me to look more into it, you know. And then I finally found something I liked, and I, you know, started trying to build my foundation. But, you know, things didn't come together for me, but I'm kind of glad it worked out that way, you know what I'm saying? Because, you
got
know,
to learn
for
a
me,
lot
my...
more before.
Right, right. There you go.
Yeah, got to learn a lot. That, I mean, that is a, you know, that was one thing about me, man. All mine was pure luck, man. I was buying Razor's Edge dogs and didn't even know what the fuck Razor's Edge was, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I got super, super, super lucky. The first dog I ever bought was Debo, and he's off of Daz and Madden. That's not the first dog I ever bought, but that was the first, like, American Bully-rooted dog that I bought, if you want to say it like that. You know, I used to have some York bloodline when I was real young, and I mean, I was traveling pretty young messing with these dogs, you know. I mean, I was into other things as well when I was a shorty, but you know, that was one thing I always had love for was the pit bull and stuff like that. I mean, I had a pit bull from the time I was about probably 12 years old on up, you know what I mean, and I fell in love with the breed. And I mean, I was a fanatic for it young, before the internet was even around, you know what I mean? And then once the internet came around, I had got, you know, I barely even knew how to use a computer at that time. And I was just messing around on the internet. And the first thing I thought about was, man, let me look and see if I can find some pit bull websites. And that was when I came across Debo, man. And that was one of the best moves I ever made in my life. For sure. And once I grabbed him and I had called the dude that produced him at 2:00 in the morning, man. I was 18, 19 years old at the time or something. And 19 or 20 at the time. But I called him up at like 2:00 in the morning because on his website it says call anytime and shit. So I took that, you know, I took that one to heart and I called him at 2:00 in the morning. And next thing you know, man, I Western Unit him $4,000, and I ended up buying Debo, and I paid for a female that wasn't even born yet. That's how hooked I got on it that quick. But came across those dogs, man, and paid a little bit more attention to it, and, you know, seen all this Razor's Edge shit this dude had all over across the website, and, you know, did some research and came across some more badass dogs. And that was when I laid my eyes on, you know, Cairo and Short Shot and stuff like that, man. And I just got lucky as hell, man. I ran into Paul and Cindy from Master P Kennels, and they hooked me up, you know. That's one kennel out here that I got a lot of love for, Paul and Cindy. And you know, I never forget where I came from, and they definitely helped me with a lot of things, you know what I mean? I got a female from Paul and Cindy. They had sent me a referral to buy the brother to the female that I got from them. And I went out there, and that was when I got to go see Short Shot and Diamond and all that stuff. And, you know, just, I, you know, like I said, man, I just, you know, I appreciate the history of American Bully and all the great dogs that came before, man, because if it wasn't for none of these guys and all these moves that everybody made back then, none of this shit would even exist. So it was a good thing. Like I said, I was fortunate to see a lot of badass dogs and a lot of all the greatest dogs, you know, back then, you know what I mean? I got to see Monster G and Strike and, you know, Dillinger and all them dogs out there, New Trojan, you know. I got to see Gotti and Monster and all them dogs he had over there at Richard's house. I got some video on tape, man. I gotta try to probably get you to help me out with that, Danny, because I got a tape from the first time, the first trip I ever I went and picked up one of my dogs out in Cali. I got a video of that, man. And you know, I got video of Corrupt when he was 6 months old on that tape, and I got Bow Wow's King Kong on there, Blow, all types of dogs, man. So
wow,
I gotta Yeah, I got a I got video of Corrupt's parents. I got, like I said, Corrupt at 6 months old. All of Cruz's dogs, like I said, you know, King Kong, Blow, Mighty Joe, all types of them, man. So there, I mean, I actually screwed up because I had Richard's whole yard too, but I was so hype off of the video that I got that night. When I got back to the hotel, I started watching it and I didn't rewind it all the way to end. So I recorded over most of Richard's yard. Fucking broke my fucking heart, man. And, you know, the video cameras back then, I was walking around with one of them video cameras that held VHS tapes. You know what I mean? So it was,
right.
It was a little bit harder to mess with and shit. But I do got a little sneak peek of Monster on there. And I got Chella, but I don't got Gotti on there. I didn't get Gotti. I lost all Gotti footage, but that fucking sucked. I even lost the footage of Strike and all the Monster G shit out there too, man. So it kind of fucking sucked. But there is some good shit on there, though. And like I said, you know, there's some dogs that, you know, I'll never forget about on there for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely something I'd like to see because, you know, I there's a lot of these dogs that I did not have the opportunity to see in person.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, these guys would love to see this footage too and shit, man. I know it for a fact. I got it sitting here. I just got to figure out a way. The tape is kind of old. I don't think the tape's fucked up, but I don't want to take no chances. So I want to try to get with somebody because the tape is super old, man. Like I said, it's a good 13, 14 years old. You know what I mean? So, so I haven't even had the balls to try to play it on a VHS. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like I not too long ago, I was trying to find out a place that might be able to, you know, like, take the film out and actually put it in a new whole case or something, and maybe that'll help me out. But I talked to these guys, and they said if I bring it in, they could probably most likely get it on DVD for me. So I'm going to try to make that happen. So,
yeah, that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I also got a lot of footage, man. I got some footage of whenever Dave had teamed up with Rob from Razor's Edge, and Rob, he had a real crazy setup out there. He had all of Dave's dogs out there, Lil Rizzy and all of them. And I got some video of King Kamali on there. I got a lot of footage of that when I went out there and seen a bunch of dogs in Cali that trip too. So, but yeah, man, I was I got quite a bit of some footage. I just got to get it hooked up over here and stuff. My other footage is on another camera that it ain't going to have no problem losing any of the footage or anything. So I'm not too worried about that. But like I said, it's got there's probably more dogs on that footage I just can't think of right offhand. Oh, I know for a fact there is. Some of Bay Area Pits dogs was out there. Like I went out there and I flew out to L.A. and then I shot up to Sacramento that night. I did a breeding with Debo to Sacktown Kennels. He had a dad's daughter out there that I bred Debo to, and I got a pick off of it. We flew out there. I flew into L.A., drove straight up to Sacramento that night, picked up my puppy, and hit up every kennel I could on the way back. I checked out all of Sacktown's kennels, dogs. I checked out all the West Coast Bullies dogs. I checked out Bay Area Pits dogs, Ultimate Pits dogs. There was a lot of shit, man, a lot of shit on there. So I'm definitely going to try to make that happen here soon. I'll probably upload it on my YouTube page and shit. So.
Yeah, that'll be really cool, man. All right, we're just a few minutes from wrapping up, man. Looks like Kev Green couldn't join us tonight. A few announcements I wanted to make. Going down this weekend, of course, is going to be Kentucky Southern Southern Kentucky Bully Bash 3. Me and Kev are going to be there emceeing, hosting, covering, broadcasting live, whatnot. After that, it's a short 2-3 week break for us. We're going to be out in Kansas, Hutchinson, Kansas, May 14th. And a week after that, it's going to be the Colorado show, man. Lots of booth specials. There's a booth special that ends on in 2 days, man. So take advantage of that. It's $100 for a Colorado show. And you show your dogs, 4 dogs free, man. So it's something you might want to jump on, man. So contact me or Kev Green, and we'll get you going, man. The iBully Insider. It's today and tomorrow is the last call to get your pages into the issue, man. This is a free product we hand out at shows. We don't sell it. So if I go up to you at a dog show and give you a free magazine, I guarantee you, you're going to look at it. You know what I'm saying? So it's perfect for extra exposure. We also have ring banner spots for the ring banner. Make sure you check that out. And that's what it is, man. iBully, it's a free app. If you don't have it and you're listening, download it now. It's free. Lots of resources on there, lots of cool information. And, we're going to be adding some educational stuff on there as well very soon. Just waiting for a few updates to hit, man. And also we're going to be featuring a new section, man, that I'm going to be talking about on next week's radio show. Won't introduce you, but we're going to keep you wondering until next week, man. This thing's going to be really cool. So we also have a Killinois Kennel DVD dropping in July, man. Killinois Kennels, we're doing a little mini documentary, man, about our dogs, the setups, from puppies to adults, man. So make sure you look out for that as well. And we're not selling that DVD. It's going to be free to the public, man. So we're still in the filming process and production, but we're looking at around July 4th release date, man. So make sure you check out the updates for that, man. Killinois Kennels, the DVD. And the website will be up soon, right, Dane?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I kind of got I was going real hard on it there for a second, man. It's a lot of work, bro. There's a lot of history within Killinois Kennels. If anybody knows who we are, they know that. So it's just like, I don't want to, I'm trying to make sure everything's perfect, Danny. You know how I've been with that, man. I was trying to make sure everything's right on there. But so far, so good. It's looking amazing, man. So I'm just got some extra little things to put on there, man, and we'll have that thing up and going. And I can't wait to show it to the world, man, because it's looking good, man. It's looking real good. I got the males and females pages. I got to work on, a couple other pages here. I got to work on individual pages of the dogs and stuff like that. But I think I'm just gonna try to get the main layout and then work on the pages. The individual pages of the dogs as we launch the site. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to you guys about that and see what you guys want to do, but I'm going to try to get it all hooked up as good as we can, man. I want to put everything on there, man. I had to go through and save all the pictures off the old website and get those in Photoshop and try to size them, resize them all and stuff like that. So, it takes a lot of work, Danny, and kind of got sidetracked just going hard over here on this garage and shit. But I'm gonna get on that, bro. Get on that. We'll have that, released to the public here soon enough, man. Everybody's gonna. I'm pretty excited, man, because it's looking sick.
That's what's up, man. You heard it right here, Bully Block Radio, man. We'll be back here next week. We're going to be covering recapping the Kentucky show that went down, man, and lots of shows coming on, man. Support your local show hosts. There's a lot more to these dogs than social media and these group pages, man. Fun shows are starting to get packed out again. Regular confirmation shows are starting to get packed out again. So, it looks like everything's coming back together, man. Make sure you support your local show hosts. Doesn't have to be mine or Kev shows. Come out to the shows and put your hands on these dogs, man. So that's about it, man. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Bully Block Radio. We appreciate you. Big shouts out to, you know, all the supporters, everybody who shared the link, man. And we're gonna be back, man. Dayton, anything else you want to tell them?
No, yeah. Big shout out to the homie Big John Kent, from Big John Bullies out there, man. He always shares our posts and supports us, man. And you know, anybody, you know, he's got some nice hooch pups on the ground right now. Anybody hit him up, check out John Williamson on Facebook. And yeah, man, we you know, anybody looking for also some quality American bullies or French bulldogs, make sure you get at me or Danny or any of the Killinoy Kennels members, man. We got a lot of real nice stuff going on, man. I got this real nice brindle boy still available over here for anybody interested. Get at us. Tony's got a real nice boy off of Zulu available. So we got some real nice things going on here for some real nice deals. Anybody interested, definitely get at us, man. We'll take care of you for sure. Nice show quality American bullies or French bulldogs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. You guys heard it right here. Killinoy Kennels. I Bully, the Bully Block. We're out, man. Thanks for listening.
Test the Bully Block. Check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the Bully Block. Check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the Bully Block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Venomous brand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. This the Bully Block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be, shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize, shut it down. A good diet and exercise, shut it down. This the Bully Block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be, shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize, shut it down. A good diet and exercise, shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup. With a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. That's the Bully Block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be, shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize, shut it down. A good diet and exercise, shut it down. That's the Bully Block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be, shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize, shut it down. A good diet and exercise, shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up or pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. Dax Blood, you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, you shut it down. Catch the Bully Block, check the pedigree, shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be, shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize, shut it down. A good diet and exercise, shut it down. Catch the Bully Block, check the pedigree, shut it down.